Morning Edition listeners may remember a National Geographic radio expedition that followed wildlife biologist Mike Fay's extraordinary research walk across the Congo Basin. Fay covered 2,000 miles to the Atlantic coast of Gabon. NPR's Alex Chadwick reports that Fay has just barely survived another adventure.
Since completing his walk a little more than 2 years ago, Mike Fay has continued to work for the New York-based Wildlife Conservation Society. He played a crucial role in establishing 13 national parks in Gabon, an act that became official only yesterday. But the explorer might have missed the occasion because last week he came close to dying in an attack by an elephant. It was New Year's Eve. He was at one of the new parks at the very place where he emerged onto the ocean 2 years ago. I reached Mike Fay by phone last night at a hotel room in Libreville where he's recuperating.
Yeah, it was kind of a classic trap that elephants set. They try to outflank you, and this one female had kind of stayed back, and I thought she was kind of out of the picture, but in fact she was just kind of hiding back in the bushes, and then she just came flying out of the woods.
So she's charging at you. The other people are running. You turn back, you stand there, and she's on top of you.
Yeah, basically I kind of thought, okay, should I just kind of give her the stiff arm on her forehead as she charges me, or should I hightail it and run? So I thought, nah, I'm going to run. And I turned around, took about three steps, and I fell in the sand. And so just as I'm, you know, kind of on the ground, I have time to turn around, and the tusks are already about a foot from my chest.
She's trying to stab you with her tusks.
She was going in for the kill. So I just had time to grab the tusks and kind of guide them past my body. And the one tusk skewered the sand about 3 inches from my head. And then I just held on like bucking bronco, you know. She just kept on trying to stab me. And miraculously, she really didn't touch anything vital.
When she stabbed into the sand, I mean, she must have been right on top of you.
Oh, yeah, she was. I mean, when she first came in and the tusk went into the sand, you know, her eyeball was probably about 2 inches from my eyeball. And then she tried to roll over on top of me and, you know, crush me. But I could kind of pull myself out, you know, in the sand there. And so she decided that wasn't a good strategy and then just went crazy trying to poke me.
Just at that second, when you're staring her in the eye, is there anything going through your head? Are you blanked out in terror? What's happening?
My thought was, if you let go of these tusks, Fay, you are dead meat. And I have no doubt that that's true.
Well, what did happen? Why didn't you die?
Usually, the elephant is just as scared as you are in a situation like that. And a friend of mine, Jane, came up the bank and started screaming at the elephant. I think that probably distracted her, and she decided to hightail it.
It turned out she had hit you a couple of times. I mean, I guess you've got a pretty severe wound in one arm.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even realize I was hurt until it was all over. And I got up, and then I looked at my left arm. There's this huge laceration across the inside of the elbow. And then I had a big puncture wound right through my right bicep. But I had about 10 other scratches from her tusks on my body.
What are you going to do in the future when you see an elephant?
That's a good question. I don't know how I'm going to act around elephants now. You know, I'll see the first time around them. I wasn't scared when it was happening, and I'm not having nightmares or anything like that, so I don't think anything's going to change. I mean, elephants are my friends, and their behavior hasn't changed. It was just one female. I think I'll get back to normal pretty quickly.
Conservation biologist Mike Fay of the Wildlife Conservation Society. And you can follow his recovery and learn more through links at npr.org. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.